Close your eyes. Gather all your thoughts, all your attention around the breath. Be with the breath all the way in, all the way out. Each time you breathe in, each time you breathe out. If long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. You can experiment for a while, see what kind of breathing feels best for the body right now. Relaxing if you're feeling tense. Energizing if you're feeling tired. Soothing if you're feeling frazzled. See what the body needs and what the breath can do to provide for those needs. Because if you're going to stay with the breath, it has to be one, comfortable, and two, interesting. If you just beat the mind, it's not going to stay. As long as it stays, it's going to be looking for a way to escape. And as soon as your mindfulness lapses, then you're gone. But if you can stay interested in the breath, what the breath can do for the different parts of the body, it's easy to get engrossed. You've got this free energy coming in, going out. What can you do with it? How can you make the best use of it? Take an interest in it. When you're not feeling well, you ask yourself what kind of breathing would settle the body, soothe the body. When the mind is feeling distracted, what can get it to settle down? There are things to explore here. You're not just forcing the breath or forcing the mind. You're luring it. John Fuhren gave an example one time. He said, it's like trying to catch eels. If you go into the mud and just try to catch the eels, they slip off every which way. But if you get something the eels like, and he said, what they like is a dead dog. It's not a very pretty image. You get a dead dog, put it in a jar, put the jar down in the mud, and the eels come into the jar on their own. Then all you have to do is just cover up the mouth of the jar and you've got your eels. The same way, you give the mind something good to stay with, something it finds attractive, something it finds interesting. Learn how to ask questions about the breath that make it interesting. Because that's the difference between people who learn things about the world and people who don't think learn things about the world. Some people just say, well, things are just the way they are and let them go. They don't learn anything. If you ask questions, what can the in-breath do? What can the out-breath do? When the in-breath comes in, where does it come in? And how far does it go in the body? When it goes out, how does it go out? And where does it pass in the meantime? Is there any place in the body where it feels blocked? How can you remove the blockage? When you start asking questions, you find that it really is interesting, this breath energy here. And by taking an interest, you make it easier and easier to stay. When the mind stays, then you can catch the mind. See what it's doing. Otherwise, it'll just wander around. If you try to clamp down on it, it'll run off, just like the eels. So give it something good to stay with, and it'll be happy to stay. Then you can learn about it. You see that the Buddha was right. The reason we're suffering in this world has nothing to do with things outside so much as things inside, what you're doing right here, right now. What other people are doing, that's their business. What you're doing with your sights, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations, your ideas, that's your business. And all too often we just forget our business and get interested in other people's. But it's your business to see, what are you doing that's causing suffering and how can you stop? It's right here. Just you're looking other places. So learn how to stay right here consistently. And some of these things take time to show from cause to effect, what causes what. So be willing to stay here for a while and see what you learn.